Blog Talk Radio.
God made dirt and dirt don't
Broken Crayon, Still Color. How are you doing on this afternoon? It is sunny here in Houston, Texas, and I have just had my fill and fun with the Voices of Harvest at our Christmas celebration get-together, and I just tell you what, I love celebrating and being and fellowshipping with the people of God. So shout out to the Voices of Harvest from Harvest Time Church, where Bishop Shelton Beatty is my pastor, the senior pastor here at Houston, Texas, 17770 Imperial Valley Drive. Why don't y'all go check us out if you are in the Houston location? But right now we're on Blog Talk Radio with Miss Spoon, and I'm saying broken crayons still color. So before we get into it, we're going to open with a word of prayer. So, precious Lord God, our Father, we thank you for every perfect gift. And on this day, we just want to take the time to thank you for who you are in our lives. Thank you for this opportunity to speak to your people about the blessing of taking our mishaps and turning them into lessons of victory. We want to be vessels for you to show someone else the way, and whatever we have experienced in life, we want to help someone's life be a little bit better because of what we now know. Continue to build us up where we are weak, because in your word it says that in our weaknesses you will be made strong. So bless this broadcast and allow my words to be filled with season and insight. In Jesus' name I pray. It is so. Amen. Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready? God bless y'all. Thank you for those of you, if you are listening by way of phone, by way of device, Facebook, whatever the case may be, I am so glad and I'm excited that you are listening. If you would like to call in, we will have an opportunity for you to speak to me personally. That number is 319-527-6703. Again, that number is 319-527-6703. If you are, by chance, on Facebook, go ahead and share that link with all your friends, because the more people that listen in, the more I get to share the word across the airwaves, and the word of God will be shared. So we're just going to go and let's get into it. All right. The show says broken crayons still color. So I actually got this. I was inspired because I was looking the other week, searching the internet, and I stumbled across some do-it-yourself websites, and I was amazed that there were over 27 ways to recycle broken crayons. And if you know anything about me, I'm an educator by profession. And did you know that you can take broken crayons and make your own lip balm from some heat and some coconut oil? I didn't know that. What about creating special rainbow crayons by baking them in a tin pan, muffin pan? Did you know that you can make candles? And I love candles, y'all. As a matter of fact, I'm burning some right now. But I was totally outdone when I stumbled across this information. You would be amazed at the beautiful creations that we as humans can come up with by using something that we considered broken. As a teacher, each and every year I have spent so much money, y'all, and I know parents don't believe that we do, but we spend so much money over the years going out of our way to buy brand new supplies at the beginning of the school year, throughout the school year, the second semester, and wrapping it up. Okay, we search. We are bargain shoppers, and we do what we need to do. And we go out of our way to buy new supplies at the beginning of the school year to make sure that I had exactly what the students needed. But what I could not have done was take all of those, I could have done is taken all those broken crayons that I discarded. You know I did. I threw them away at the end of the school year and allowed some of the most creative masterpieces to be created instead. And I could have taught a life lesson as well. So today's show says, Miss Spoon says, broken crayons still color. If you are one of those people who did not manage to live a perfect life after high school, join the rest of us, because my hand is raised too. Now it is not the time to live like an ostrich with your head in the sand, worried about what others will think. And we tend to do that from time to time. But your testimony could be the determining factor to reach that one soul headed down the same path that you were once headed. Now is the time to take your lemons and make lemonade by saving souls. Your mistakes can create a beautiful tapestry. So let's get to coloring. All right, so the other day, we're going to go into what God is leading us. The other day, a young lady came to me for prayer. And she said that she wanted God to fix her heart. And so many of us who may be listening have probably been in the same predicament or are probably right there right now. Maybe you lost a loved one that you were very close to. Or maybe you don't know how to get over that one. Maybe you are suffering from an illness that happened all of a sudden. You didn't know you were ill, and all of a sudden, and it's a serious sickness. And you are wondering, why you? Maybe you lost your job, you lost your home, your vehicle, your belongings, and you just don't know what to do. Maybe you had some harsh words spoken over you when you were a child, or maybe you were physically or sexually abused. Maybe that's not your testimony. Maybe you suffered from low self-esteem. But let me tell you that you are not hopeless, and you most definitely aren't worthless. Everything that God created was good the very moment that he created it. And last week we talked about when God created man. So we're still in that vein. So when he created, when he stepped over into God's righteousness, when we stepped into God's righteousness, we as a people finally accepted him into our lives. We became, watch this now, a new creation. In his word, it says that if any man or woman be in Christ, he or she is a new creation. Behold, all things have become new. Read it. It's in the word. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. I have some great news for you. God has a purpose and a plan, even for the pain that you've endured. And he could take that same pain and give it a purpose to promote the kingdom. Did y'all see that? He could take that pain and give it a purpose and promote the kingdom. I like that. You know what I have noticed about we as a people, especially in the church? We love to compete and we love to compare. We compete and we compare our lives, and we compete and compare our sins to others to see if we measure up or outshine someone else. But that is not how this works. The only person that we should be comparing ourselves to is our former self. And the only measurement should be Jesus Christ, because he is the plumb line to perfection. Y'all get that? Now, you may be asking yourself, what is a plumb line? Well, I'm so glad you asked. The term plumb line is used in the scripture in several contexts. Y'all know I'm an English teacher, so here I go. The Lord pictures himself as a builder in Isaiah 28. It says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation." Y'all checked it, Isaiah 28 and 16. This is a promise of an unshakable kingdom with the Messiah in charge. Jesus Christ is the precious cornerstone. And if you want to study this to see if I'm telling you the truth, check out Mark chapter 12 and 10, Acts chapter 4 and 11, Romans chapter 9, verse 33, and 1 Peter chapter 2 and 6. As the Lord builds his kingdom, he will ensure it is perfect in every way. I will make justice in the measuring line and righteousness to the plumb line, Isaiah 28 and 12 and 17. There will be no crookedness, no sin in the kingdom of Christ. Now, you may be saying to yourself, but I am far from perfect. But guess what? Neither am I. I have made plenty of mistakes and some things I wish I never made. But guess what? God is using those same mistakes to help me mentor other young women who have found themselves in the same similar predicament, because I want to see them avoid the same pitfalls that I fell into. Take, for example, I was in a very abusive relationship. And for the last 4 to 5 years, I thought and I considered myself to be, you know, useless and worthy. But I thought that, you know, there was a stigmatism attached to me because there was a certain look that people give you when they find out that you have been an abuse victim. Tends to be blamed for staying when, in fact, they have already blamed themselves worse than anyone who has anything else to say in the first place. I share some of those innermost feelings in my book, Get Ready for Your Next Level. And I'm going to read an excerpt right now, if you don't mind. Now, it's going to get deep, y'all. Standing in front of my bed in the emergency room at approximately 9:27 p.m., I heard these words. "Ma'am, is there anything you want to discuss with us?" This was a question that the medical counselor asked me after trying to take 22 Tylenols and a bottle of sangria after hours of fighting with a man in which I no longer loved but felt trapped. How could I end up here? I'm a preacher's daughter. I was raised better than this, but somehow I had become the real-life poster child from a storyline from Lifetime. I truly believe that I was the poster child and I was in a hopeless situation. I knew better, but guess what? There is some dirt. This January 18, 2019 will be the 5 years since my last battle, my last day I remain in an abusive relationship, and it also represents the day that I told my God that the cycle breaks with me from my family. When I met with my family, the family mediator, she said that I was an anomaly. An anomaly, y'all. And why would she say that? She said that because many victims return to their abusers 7 to 8 times before they finally decide to leave for good. But something within me, that holdeth the reins, something within me said that I cannot go back because I had a work to do. Not only were my students looking at me, but I had a niece to whom I love. I do love her dearly, and I want to be an example for the future. Now I volunteer at a women's shelter for abusive relationships and abused women and children and make sure that others see what life is like on the other side of brokenness. Isn't that all right? Now, your brokenness may not be as severe as an abusive relationship, but we have all experienced some form of brokenness in our lives. But it's how we handle that brokenness that will determine whether we are just wallowing in our self-pity and having a pity party, or using it to help others avoid the pitfalls and snares. What does brokenness mean? And I'm so glad you asked. Well, there are so many different variations of the meaning, and I there's two. One says being in a state of disarray or disordered, and the last one that I like, not functioning and out of order. God's plan, his purpose and his plan is not for us to be wallowing in self-pity and to be defeated. Remember the days of old when we would hear the older saints rise out of the pews and wait to be called on to share their testimony about how God helped them in a particular situation? Some stories resonated with me more than others, but what that did was allow others to hear how God worked it out in their lives and help the rest of the congregation learn from both the pitfalls and the faith building that took place. We miss those days. We need those days. Not only did God get the glory, but others were now headed in the right direction, all because of the testimony of the one who wasn't ashamed. I hope and pray that my listeners appreciate what God has given me on today to give to you. And if you are here with me, whether by a computer device or wherever you are listening, I want you to give me some feedback. So if you want to call in the last 10 minutes of the show, that number to dial is 319-527-6703. Again, that number is 319-527-6703. Now, y'all got my new catchphrase. Y'all say it with me. Let's get into it. Man, minutes are flying by. What do you do when you feel you are too broken to move? When you feel depleted, defeated, and underdeveloped, what are you not living? You're not living your best life. In fact, you are not living at all because you're merely existing and barely at that. As Christians, and I know many people use that word loosely, but truly it means people who follow the teachings of Christ, you are supposed to be an overcomer. And that means that challenges are going to come, and they will come. But as the song says, each victory will help you, some others to win. Look ever to Jesus. Jesus will carry you through. Life is a series of highs and lows, but every day you should see yourself becoming better. Not worse, but better than you were before. This is why I find it so necessary to look back and take inventory of where you were before now. Not sit back and have a braggadocious spirit about yourself because you didn't bring yourself out. God did. But be thankful. And when you have a spirit of gratitude for being developed and no longer recognizing who you were once before, overcoming obstacles that seem impossible, with the help of the Lord, you become like the woman at the well. You see, and I'm not going to read that story, but I'm going to tell you what. Once she had an encounter with God, and he told her about herself. She recognized who, first of all, who Christ was as the well, the living well, with living waters that will never run dry. And he told her about herself, and she recognized what she was. She had an encounter. Her entire life changed at the blink of an eye. And not only did that change her life, she became an evangelist. And when she became an evangelist, she saved the entire city. Imagine what God could do with you and I if we just looked to Jesus, got the right perspective on our life, about our situation, and then walked it out and went and told somebody. We could change the world. Well, we're almost finished with today's broadcast, and I hope that this has blessed you as it has blessed me. For those of you who want to learn more about how God can use you, even though you haven't lived a perfect life, I want you to grab my book, Get Ready for Your Next Level by Shanae Witherspoon today. You can order your book via Barnes & Noble or Amazon, but if you want an autographed copy, shoot me an email right here at blogtalkradio.com. And if you desire to have me come and speak at your functions, email me at mzspoon@att.net. Now I'm going to open the lines for those callers who want to speak to Ms. Spoon on today. So if you have been blessed by what you've heard today, dial that number. That number again is 319-527-6703. I'm going to go ahead and play the a little ditty, and then we're going to go open the lines. I'll open the lines now. I'll wait for the callers, and if not, we just go end it out. To share the word of God to the masses on the air this afternoon. And if you want to join us again, and we will be here once again next week at the same time discussing the need for seeds. I'll say that again. We're going to be discussing the need for seeds. S-E-E-D-S. Now that's a word. So you don't want to miss it. Now we're going to end it out in a prayer and a song, and let us pray. Father God in heaven, we just want to thank you for every listener who has tuned in to this broadcast and for those who will revisit the podcast. Let this be an avenue that someone finally realizes that nothing that they have endured within their lives is too awful or terrible enough to make God turn his back on them and refuse to use them. Let them know that the very thing that they feel is a mistake can be turned into a beautiful ministry and bring glory to God. We thank you for continuing to perfect us and make us better than we were before you entered into our lives. And we will forever give you praise and we'll forever give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It has been a pleasure. And we have a few more minutes. As the song says, I've got confidence. God has confidence in you. Do not be dismayed, whatever be tied. The Lord will make a way somehow. He is not going to allow you to be feeling like depleted and defeated. Please, my brothers and my sisters, hold your heads up high. Don't worry about what you have experienced, mistakes, mishaps, missteps. Know that God is still going to take your mistakes and make them a beautiful tapestry like the broken crayons. Please make sure that you tune in next Saturday from 3 to 3:30 Central Standard Time, because we're going to talk about the need for seeds. Again, this has been Ms. Witherspoon. It has been my pleasure and my joy. Continue to pray for me as I pray for you, because I don't know what you're going through, but I do who can take care and handle every situation. We go to him in prayer, and we go to him by faith. We know in his will, everything will be all right. You have a wonderful rest of your weekend, and have a blessed holiday season. Lift up the name of the Lord. It is well. God bless.
Funny.